It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone with us this morning, Pam Ogden, mayor of Vine Grove, Kentucky, our neighbors right here in Hardin County. And this interview is specifically about pigs, I guess is the nicest way to put it.
That's probably the nicest way to put it. Yes. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So yesterday morning, you posted a very simple photograph with a little humor in it that had, what was it, 7 or 8 pigs in it? Mom, dad, and some babies?
Seven babies and mom and dad.
And these pigs were just wandering through the streets of Vine Grove, eating people's lawns, and basically... you were like, "Hey, if they're your pigs, come get them. If they're not, let's get rid of these. They don't really belong here." And then that exploded into and devolved into the funniest bunch of stuff I've read in a long time.
It was a lot. We had 30,000 views on that post, the most the city has ever had on any post. Crazy.
And the funny thing is, as the mayor, you're always looking to have fun, creative content on your social media platform. You want people engaged. You have events, festivals. You throw concerts. And this is the most attention the city has gotten on social media, and it wasn't even on purpose.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I posted the picture and the comments hoping that the person that owned the pigs would realize, hey, I'm missing my animals. Let me go get them and get them off these people's lawn. But that didn't happen. No one ever stepped forward and said that they were theirs. So we had a lot of people wanting to take them. We had a lot of people wanting to eat them. But we had no one say that they were actually, they owned the animals.
My favorite part, I really think, was the fact that a large number of people were like, "Oh, those are wild pigs. They're going to hurt you." And then it was, "No, they're this pig or they're that pig." There's a lot of pig experts in Vine Grove. I didn't know we had so many.
There is. And I think some of them don't even live in Vine Grove. So from my understanding, the pigs have been in that area for about a week. So I think they were domesticated pigs that have been loose for about a week. And I don't think they're going to turn... From what I understand, they have not been aggressive toward anyone. And, you know, no one's called and complained that they try to hurt anybody or do anything. I think they're just trying to survive at this point. So, you know, they're not – I wouldn't have made it funny if I thought they were going to hurt somebody.
Certainly.
They're not. So, and like I said, there's seven little cute babies that are there. And I know everybody thinks – some people think that they're – horrible animals, and they're going to kill us all. But I'm pretty sure those little babies are just trying to follow mom and dad around. And we do have coyotes around here and everything else. So, you know, that's a little bit of my concern, too, that they don't become, you know, dinner for those animals.
So ultimately, you ended up making an update to the post yesterday, and you've got a solution as of now. And what's going on there?
So we had a rescue. I actually called Mike McNutt yesterday about these animals, and they did come out, but they couldn't find them. He's with Animal Control in Hardin County. They did come out. They drove around. They couldn't find them. At that point, you know, we didn't know what to do. I was just hoping that somebody would pick them up, take them to a farm, and let them live happily ever after. But after reading the comments, I became a little skeptical that that was going to happen. So... Mike and I talked about 4 o'clock yesterday. There's a rescue coming down. I think they're out of Bullitt County. I'm not sure. Don't hold me to that. They're coming down. They're going to rescue them this morning. I did drive last night after our city council meeting. I did not see them. So I drove through the whole area. Hopefully they're out roaming this morning again and we can find them because this rescue is going to take them and take care of them. And I don't know exactly what they will do, but I'm pretty sure they'll be safe. And that's going to happen this morning. So, you know, we had a lot of comments about shooting the pigs, eating the pigs. They even had a council member last night come to the council person. We had a council meeting, and a person came to the meeting talking about eating the pigs. So I'm very concerned somebody's going to go out there and just try shooting in the city of Vine Grove, which you cannot do.
Yeah, you're not allowed to discharge a firearm within the city limits, so that wouldn't be allowed anyway.
No, and we don't want anybody to get hurt. That's why I had a repost on the post saying, look, you know, it's all fun and games until it doesn't become fun and games anymore. So, you know, it's – and a lot of people – I actually had a pet pig for a short period of time. I am very familiar with how destructive they can be. I actually, this is when I was younger and thought I could do anything. I actually gave it to a friend of mine who owns a farm. So having a pet pig is a lot of work. It's hard. And they're sweet, but if you don't give them what they want, they're going to tear your doors down.
And that's a lot of pigs.
Yeah.
right there. That's not just one little pig.
Yeah. And mom and dad's not going to be happy if you try to get little Johnny.
Right.
Pam Ogden, mayor of Vine Grove, dealing with 9 loose pigs. Good luck.
Yes.
And, hope you can find them this morning.
Yeah.
So they can get rescued.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll go wee all the way home.
I hope so. I hope they go back home. And, you know, it might be a situation where they go back home at night and come back out during the day. I don't know. But hopefully the little wee-wees will go to the rescue this morning. So,
well, good luck.
Thanks, Pam.
Thank you. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
And we are Quixie 98.3.